Well, okay. So, what is that? I see that you're right in the, you're in the right space. How was that blame the victim?
Strategy, I think that's when the Wall Street and the government, they tell the victim that they did something wrong to cause it, like, because they did this, that's why they're in that situation.
Right.
Okay.
They tried
Okay.
to
Keep going, I'm sorry.
keep going.
Yeah, they tried to kind of push it on the people that are buying these houses that they couldn't afford, while in the meantime, these insurance companies, knowing that these people couldn't afford these houses, were insuring them. So, of course, they're going to blame the people that bought them, saying that, well, you shouldn't have bought it because you couldn't afford it.
You're close. The insurance companies don't come in at that level. The insurance companies come in at the level of the banks putting people in the house, and in addition, putting people in a house and also creating terms, okay, what's called an ARM, that is adjustable rate mortgage. So you have very convoluted terms that seem like one thing. In a 6 months, 3 months, a year, your mortgage payment doubles or goes up tremendously. So now you can't afford them. But all the time they were saying, "Oh, that's no problem. Here's the start, this, and then we'll refinance in a year." Okay? They don't refinance in a year, and you're stuck with something, and it goes up twice as much. Okay? That is not just the and then to blame the person as if they could know. That's one part of it. The insurance was the other part of you somebody a bank selling you a mortgage and insuring it, and they selling you a mortgage designed for you to fail so they can collect insurance payments. Okay? And that's fraud on the part of the banks. But then you say to other people, that part you got right. Oh, see, your problem is you took out a mortgage you couldn't afford. But so also blaming the victim says that the reason the whole financial crisis was here is because homeowners took out mortgages they couldn't afford. Correct? Has everybody heard that? Hello? All right. Now your job is to understand something, totally different than that. Your job is to also know what the bank fraud was, or else you too will be blaming the victim, although you may be sympathetic. You'll still be saying they shouldn't have took out mortgages they couldn't afford, and you won't know the illegal activity on the part of the banks. Okay? So you need to understand the blame the victim strategy. As an African person, particularly one reason you need to understand the blame the victim strategy is because of an African proverb. I'm going to say it. I want you to type it, everybody. Wood already touched by fire is not hard to set alight. Wood already touched by fire is not hard to set alight. Wood already touched by fire is not hard to set alight. What do you think that means? Sakili, what do you think that means?
I think it means.
Sakili, in this case, hold on, Abdullah. Oh, Sakili.
I think it means that something that is already burnt won't be hard to be done because it's already been burnt before.
Very good. So if African people have been blamed for many things, okay, we already are criminals, we already, are the problem, then it's easy for us psychologically if somebody says, "Oh, the subprime lending crisis, the subprime lending crisis," even to call it the subprime lending crisis, okay? What about the predatory lending crisis? Okay? But you see, the notion of subprime, even calling it subprime borrowers, okay, is to blame the victim, and to call it a subprime lending crisis puts the blame on the victim. But more than that, on their side, that's the advantage for them. The disadvantage for us is we start to do what? When we're told and hear. Go ahead, I'm sorry, Abdullah.
Believe it.
Yes, and we blame ourselves or other black people. All right, I'm going to make sure that you watch a video today by World Savings Bank, the one we, so that you really get to understand some of the fraud that existed, okay? And I expect for you to take notes on them. So you can put it, I'm not giving you the link right now, or maybe I will, put it in the text chat. World Savings was on a 60 Minutes. I'll give you the link and you can watch it a little bit later on. But you gotta understand, you're watching it to understand just this area, just this, you know, point that we're dealing with, okay? That the blame the victim strategy, and what the real fraud is. Because if you don't know, you too will blame us, and the borrowers, and won't understand what the real deal is. All right. While I get that, link, no. I'll give you the link for it right now. Let's go on to the. We're still in the article here. What's the state in the United States that has the largest number of foreclosures? What state?
Was it Colorado or Nevada?
I don't know. You tell me. Come on in, Tavon. You read this?
Nevada.
Very good. Excellent. Next thing. What is strategic default? What is strategic default?
That's when someone stops paying their mortgage because it will be cheaper to just stop paying the mortgage.
What do you mean it'll be cheaper?
They could save money. Go ahead.
Okay. I think it was like when people, especially wealthy people, just walk away from the mortgage because they would save more money by, I forget specifically how, but somehow they save more money by just not paying the mortgage for the house.
Okay. You got to understand how you're talking about saving money, all right? You took out a loan for a house for $250,000, Nima. That was your house value. The housing values dropped 50%. So that house is worth what, Nima? Half of, yeah, okay. So $225,000. That's how much it's worth. But you're paying $250,000. Is that a good deal for you? So many people who can't afford to pay. This is the difference. These are people who can't afford. They're not unemployed. They're not at work. They are defaulting or leaving. Now, it's called strategic default. All right. Now, is everybody with me so far? They're just saying, no. It's not. It's not people who cannot afford. No, people who can afford, they can afford to pay it. That is, they got the money, but they're saying it doesn't make sense and I'm not going to do it. Okay.
Can they get kicked out of their house for doing that?
What do you mean, can they get it? They're saying, here's the contract. Of course they're not kicked out of the house. They're leaving their house. Okay. Now, when you sign a mortgage contract, you're saying, I will pay you for the money that you lent me. If I don't pay the money that you lent me, come and get your house. Do you understand that? That's the contract. So, in fact, people are not defaulting on their contract. They are sticking with their contract when they say, I'm not going to pay you. You can come and get the house. Okay? That's called collateral. Write that word in the text chat, collateral. Folks would have us believe that they are defaulting on their contract, but the contract says the reason you get collateral is if I stop paying you, you come and get the car, you come and get the house. Okay. People are walking away, and in Nevada, 1 in 4 people who are in foreclosure are walking away. They're saying, I'm not going to pay you $250,000 for houses valued at $125,000. Okay? So they're just saying, come get your house. So they're not kicked out. They leave. Okay, it's called strategic default. All right. Now, what's the surprising thing about that they found about those people who are walking away in Nevada, according to the report? Let me hear. Yeah, I'm sorry too. You missed a lot. You should have put the recording on while you before you when you came in class. So when you came back, you'd have it. It's a good idea. All right. You have to get from your classmates and what that is. What's the surprising thing you found about people walking away in Nevada?
Is it that one out of every four someone walks away from their home?
That's not surprising. That's a fact, and you should know that. One out of four of the people who are in foreclosure. Nevada has the largest foreclosure rate. One out of four of those folks in foreclosure simply walk away.
Is it that people who signed mortgages for like over $1 million are walking away more than the people who are like living at a more normal means?
That's a key piece that you and Nima just mentioned, and you must know that, but that's not what they found out in Nevada. But you are on the money. That's also surprising that the people, according to New York Times, the people who are rich who can afford to pay are walking away faster at a rate twice people who can't afford it. See, they'll tell, here's blaming the victim. If you walk away and you're a hard-working working class or middle class or even a poor person, they'll say, oh, you deadbeat homeowner. The rich people are walking away because they're saying it's not a good business deal. It's throwing away good money after bad. So you got to understand that's part of the blame the victim strategy, and you have to understand it in your own head and ask questions about it so you can come to understand it. This is not just, oh, can you read something, or I'm giving you some dumb assignment. I expect for you to understand this, because this is what's making your world. This is what the world you will be is going on all around you, and that you will be stepping your foot into when you leave Aya. Okay? It's the world that your parents are living in right now. Okay? And when they went to school, nobody taught them about the world they were stepping into. Okay? So we can go historical, and we use historical to help us understand today. Okay, so if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. You got to go, and it's on page 7. What did they find in the surprising in Nevada?
I think I found out. Was it that he said that he thought the Joel Thurber survey that the older homeowners would be against walking away from their homes, but that they abandoned it, the state and mortgage modification plan, said that they didn't work or help?
You're absolutely right. It's that the older people were leading the way. They expected the older people to be staying in houses and paying, even though there were what's called upside down, okay, or underwater. Those are the two words to explain the same thing. Your housing value has dropped tremendously. So you're upside down, you owe more than your house is worth. And of those people who did, they found that the older people were leaving, were saying, I'm out of here. I'm not going to do this. Okay. All right. Excellent. Now, what's the name of the group that is organized in the Atlanta metro area and is spreading around the country to help have homeowners defend themselves, or not just defend themselves, represent themselves, whether they are attacking or whether they're defending themselves in court? What's the name of the group?
Justice at Home.
Very good. What are the goals of the group?
To fight the pretender lenders and to stay in their homes and force lenders to come to the table with reduced principal and interest mortgage restructuring.
Very good. That's one thing. On page 9, there are 4 things. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? You need to know them. If you don't understand them, then you talk about them to each other and to me. This is when you're reading something like this. I'm not expecting you to understand everything. But what you don't understand, I expect for you to make a note of it and come to class, ask each other, or do research, or ask questions. Okay? Because your goal is not just to see can you read 15 pages, it's for you to succeed. All right. The how many what are some ways that this, according to the article, went in America, that this crisis is affecting, this housing crisis and foreclosure crisis is affecting black institutions?
Fewer students are expected to enroll to the HBCU.
So how is that going to affect HBCU?
Well, if they don't have enough students, they'll probably just close down because there's not enough people attending.
Very good. Reduced programs, okay? Reduced. If you got reduced students, you got to cut back on your faculty, cut back on your course offerings, okay? All right. What else? What other institutions? Kamal, I'm not hearing your voice, brother. I'm not seeing you type in the text chat. Are you here? I got to have participation, brother. You can't just lay back and be cool.
I'm here.
I got to know that you're here by either hearing your voice or seeing you type in the text chat. If you don't know, just type guess and do what you can, but you got to show me that you're here. And you're paying attention here and not someplace else. Okay? All right, great. For those of you who don't know the answer to that question, you can look on page 10, all right? So you need to know that. All right, next question. Who is Jeffrey Stephan? Who is Jeffrey Stephan? Kanata and or Tavon? Who is Jeffrey Stephan? Kanata or Tavon? Please answer.
I'll answer. He's an employee of EMAC.
Anything else you know about him? Then you certainly hold missed a whole lot, buddy. If you don't know, then you didn't read this article. Gee whiz. Well, certainly didn't read the other one, or this one. Gee. So, Kanata or Tavon, you don't know who Jeffrey Stephan is. I got that he's an employee, but what's the significance of him in this article, Kanata or Tavon? What's the significance of Jeffrey Stephan in this article, Kanata or Tavon?
He proved that the people who are lending had a routine of submitting all documents
to how did he prove that? No, what you can say is regarding Jeffrey Stephan is no, Abdullah, what you can tell me is what are mortgage-backed securities? I'm still wanting Tavon and Kanata to prove, say how Jeffrey Stephan proved that. And Tavon, you are telling me you don't even know who Jeffrey Stephan is at all, right?
A mortgage-backed security is an asset-backed security or debt obligation that represents a claim on the cash flows from mortgage loans.
What in the world is that, son? It's nice, sounds nice sounding red, but you got to break that down for the rest of people in the class and for me. I don't understand that. I'm not saying you're not correct. I just don't understand that.
Okay. I'm not completely 100% sure, but I know that it's like a, I guess, kind of like a stamp on whose money is going where, and I'm not sure who's...
Good guess, but you're in the wrong ballpark. It's not whose money going where. You want to understand what a mortgage-backed security is, and you want to try to listen and for somebody to be able to break it down. The key is you ought to be able to say anything that you're saying, you ought to be able to explain it to a 12-year-old so that they can understand. If you can't explain it to a 12-year-old, then you really don't understand it. Now, that doesn't mean you always speak it in that language. You can speak it just like you did, Abdullah. What you said was absolutely accurate. But what it sounded like is the way I could tell that you didn't just read it and you're not just reading what somebody wrote as a definition, but that you've taken time to understand it. So you may need to put it in again, go to a website, put it in, get an explanation, you know, find people where they're talking about it, particularly as it relates to these mortgages. And then in this mortgage crisis, and then you're like, okay, I got it, and I can explain it. You're right. That's how you know you know it. That's how I know you know it. Otherwise, you don't know it. You're just regurgitating something that sounds good, and that's not developing your understanding. Okay? It's a step in the right direction. So you, what you said was accurate. Your understanding of it, you got to work on. Everybody needs to type that in the text chat. Mortgage-backed securities, MBS. All right. Last question. Who is Freddie Mae? Who is Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? All right, another question. That says last question, but it's not. This is on that article is in by maximizing the minimum. Where does that come from, that phrase, and what is meant by maximizing the minimum and minimizing the maximum? Anybody who wants to say, what is meant by minimizing the maximum, maximizing the minimum? Where did it come from, and what is meant by that? All right, you'll find that near the end. I'm going to give you the link to the... All right, I'm not pressing my talk now button, and I'm talking ahead. I'm knocking my head off. So, and I'm asking questions, and nobody's responding. I apologize. Okay. The link I put in the text chat is the 60-minute piece that will help you understand what the bank fraud was. The purpose in this one is want you to understand what did the banks do that was illegal and unethical. Okay, what banks are they talking about, and what effect did it have on the homeowners that are in the video? Okay, any other thing that you want to, you know, take notes on about it, that's up to you. But no jive, Tavon, you got to step up, brother, because you haven't read this article. If you don't know who Jeffrey Stephan is, you ain't been in it, okay? The second part of what you're doing is use these questions I've laid out as a study guide for you to go in and get these articles. I mean, go into this article. You do not have to do this alone. Think about using some of your study hall and study time, you know, to ask each other questions, to help each other get clear about an article like this. Okay, y'all do so much by yourselves. I don't understand. You know, I always was looking for people to help me study. Or, man, this is my understanding of that. Let me see if it sounds right. Did you get that same understanding? And use each other. Okay, in this space, you can come into this classroom anytime at night. You know, anytime you want to make an arrangement to hook up with somebody, so that you can run it by them and see what they learn and see what you learn. Just don't come to the table empty-handed. Okay, because nobody wants to be leeched. So you come bringing something and your questions and your understanding, and they do the same thing. All right, you got the link. You got your marching orders until the end of class. I expect to see some notes based on this video, and those notes, you know, are for your understanding. Study them. Any questions? Also, I do know that for those of you who missed, you were to read the rest of... the struggle that we started with Andrew Jackson and Nicholas Biddle, went on to Abraham Lincoln, and then you were to go on through the end of that page, I think through the free silver movement. I don't have it in front of me, so that you have that as well. If you have not finished your pages, your papers, or if you can't find them, come out. You got to do it over. Get it to me. All right, get it to me before next class. I've enjoyed it. I really liked your participation. I like your going through the article and laying out what you know. Just take it to another level. Do you want my link? I got your link. You can put it in the text chat because I'm saving the text chat. So sure, for those of you who've done it, so I can give you feedback before next class. Sure, put all your links in the text chat if you have completed those. I'm working on yours, Sakili. You're good. Also, make sure your stuff is in your folder. So if I'm looking for it, I can go in your folder and on your page. You're a great group of students. You're geniuses. You're powerful. Let's make it happen. Any questions, comments? Before I leave. All right, folks. I'm out of here. Do your work.